It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, once again, we are delighted to say thank you to our good friend Ken Adams for his work in helping put Heartline together, make it a radio program. Last week, I had the great privilege of sitting down face-to-face with Ken, and we did the program because, Jerry, it was the day after the banquet, and it turns out the director of all things Evangel Home had a plate full, and including some surgery later in the day. And so it's good to be back. We're in Jerry Brenneman's office for our listeners' edification, and we're gonna recap banquet some more because it was just a phenomenal evening.
It really was, and it's like it's been a week now, and recap is just kind of a radio word, I guess, for something that I haven't stopped talking about.
Yeah.
It's just. You were there. I'm so glad you were there, Jim, so that you could really, truly know that it was a phenomenal evening. And you and I have talked. I've talked with other folks about what made this one so different. You know, I've been here many years and seen many banquets. I've been to many banquets at other places. And what was so different about this one? And I don't know that we'll ever really get a definitive answer because we always say God is in control and God was there. God is there whether we get $10 or we get $100,000. Mm-hmm. Money has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. But there was something about this banquet that was so pieced together by God. Mm-hmm. You know, we made all the pieces. It was a perfect, I think, visual of Him ordering all our steps. Mm-hmm. But we still have to take the steps. Mm-hmm. And everything, just as you and I shared, every piece of that night either upheld the previous piece or it supported and upheld the one that was coming. It all went together, even your experience with the musicians. So we could not have scripted that. And had we even tried, I would have been a nervous wreck trying to make it happen. I didn't have to make it happen. God made it happen.
Yeah, like you, I've been to a lot of banquets. I tend to be, on occasion, up front and help make things flow. I've done that for a lot of years in a lot of different settings. But this was special. This was, you know, I don't know. God's there, whether, like you say, the results are what we'd hope for or not. But He seemed to insert Himself in a really special way.
And you know something that just, I get goosebumps again. So that's how God speaks to me.
Yeah.
So. It was last summer, I think, or maybe late in the spring, that Joan Sandlin, who is she will be the board president next year for Evangel Home. This year she's the vice president, and she was in charge of the banquet committee. And so we had a board retreat, just a day retreat, and one of the things that she had in her mind was an oral reading from Hebrews 11. Well, she couldn't quite get that vision to the rest of us. We're going, what? So she let that one go. And then later on, she said, you know, I think we need a video of the history of Evangel Home. Hmm. And I go, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Still, she wanted the history. So that's my job as, she's my boss, really. Hmm. Okay, Joan wants this. We got to make this happen. So I talked to Gary Tompkins, who has done videos for us and does our website. I got my history box down out of my closet, and Gary and I spent one Saturday going through pictures, and then he went through old videos and such. I found a number of old black and white photos and newspaper clippings. That's about all we have from the 50s and 60s. And sometimes, Jim, like right now, I'm thinking, maybe just doing that little history and honoring those early folks, somehow they were with us that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that was a huge difference. Something happened that night, and maybe just having them there in a different way was part of the deal.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very moving.
Yeah.
It really was. And the interview with the founder, Pauline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was another God thing. And that was 20 years ago. For folks who don't have a clue what we're talking about, Pauline Baker Myers was the Evangel Homes founder. We opened in 1955. And until then, everything was in black and white. Until I came in the 80s, it's like everything was in black and white. And then we switched to video. So the first video we were doing in 1989, Pauline, who at that time lived in San Jose, was in Fresno and just decided to stop by Evangel Home and see how we were doing. I said, Pauline,
hi.
Nice to meet you. Can you be on the video? So she sat in the living room and she said something about she was obedient to God and she never thought she was worthy mm-hmm. to do something like this. And remember that video, she points that index finger in the camera and says that, and I am so grateful for those women who carried on. And that's how the video ends. And it was just amazing to me that even that piece of our history, we didn't plan for Pauline to come. And that's the only really living, breathing words we have from her. And so we have a real treasure in that box and on that DVD that Gary put together for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very moving. And the testimonies then from Brandy and from Gina sharing about what God had done in their lives. And it was just a treat to have the public presentation of how God came in and changed the inside. And Evangel Home was then here to give them the tools to change the outside so that they become godly wives and mothers and teachers and trainers and livers in the world and in their circle of influence.
And I want to say something before we close the book on the black and white photos. And you were talking about Gina. That video I found, it was only what, maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and I found it very powerful.
Right.
I really started crying when we got to the modern day version, like that little boy named Keyston. Gorgeous picture of him that just gets me every time. Gina and Brandy were very moved by the beginning. Anyway, I thought it would be fair to show it to them since they each were going to give their testimony. And when I showed it to Gina here in my office, and she got to a point, and then she said this at the banquet, but the picture that I'm going to describe is on that history. And it is a picture of a man building this crisis shelter in the late 60s. And he's got his hammer above his head. And I love it. The sky is real cloudy, so it's a very dramatic photo. And it's just the frame of the house. He's on a ladder. He's pounding nails into the wall. Gina saw that and started crying that day. And then she used this to end her testimony. She's talking about looking at that picture. She says, "And when I saw that man building the home from the ground up, I seen it that he was hitting the nail in the wall saying, 'Thank you, Jesus. This is for Gina when she comes to this place where she can call home.'"
Oh, my word.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That, of all my time here, Jim, that's probably one of the most powerful visual and verbiage connection.
It was just extraordinary.
Was
yeah, exactly. You know, there's the old story about somebody asked two different guys who were mixing mortar to build a cathedral, and he asked one of them, "So what are you doing here?" "I'm mixing mortar so we can put this wall up." And he asked the other fellow, "What are you doing here?" And he says, "I'm helping Sir Christopher Wren build this magnificent piece of architecture." You know, it is such a matter of perspective, and there's been so much love with vision into even the most mundane of things going on here at Evangel Home, installing a new range in the very near future. Are we installing a range, or are we helping equip Evangel Home to provide for women who will impact not only their circle of influence, but subsequent generations and that ripple effect that takes place? It's so much more than just pounding a nail. And Gina was absolutely right.
It was just for her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And like God says, I give you my mercies new every morning.
And you know, Jim, another common link, again, I keep thinking God was making those past pioneer heroes very real to me this time, very real to us. The little gal, Margaret Lusk, that we were able to honor that night.
Yes.
Margaret has been around forever, but she struggles with memory a bit now. She has been around forever. And she couldn't remember when she started here. And so that same day that I'm going through the box looking for pictures for Gary, I find in one of our early minutes, 1960, Margaret Lusk joined the board. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Margaret might not remember when, but now we have her name right here.
Yeah, and to hear the songs that Bill Thornberry brought, you let him choose the songs and in which order he was going to sing them, and without programming this thing ahead of time, the segue from what I had to say into his song was thematically perfect.
Yeah.
And it was just a God-ordained thing. And then, of course, Randy White was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant.
In addition to being brilliant, he was passionate about us, and he really gave us the good seal of approval. If there was anybody there who really wasn't familiar with us or thought, yeah, here's another nonprofit begging for money or whatever, that was dispelled with Randy and you. But Randy was saying to folks, hey, this is a good place. Mm-hmm. You can trust them to do what they say they're going to do. And it's, whoa.
And his credibility, his platform from which he shared, having run nonprofits for over 20 years successfully, being able to say, I know a well-run, well-administrated, well-managed operation when I see it. And Evangel Home is that. And then relating to the women in the Bible and their ministries and how they changed history. Yeah.
And, again, you mentioned all the gals giving their testimony with the sign thing at the end. And, again, we work on that. They each have a sign, a large piece of white paper. And on one side, they've chosen two words to describe how they used to be. And on the other side, two words of how God has changed them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so nervous, even thinking about being in front of those people. And then each one of them gets to stand there, and you know how they rehearse, because you could almost see them counting before they flipped their sign. And for that moment, I hear people applauding, and I think, wow, these women have never had anybody applaud for them before. And if they only knew ahead of time how much these people love them.
It was a standing ovation. It's spontaneous. I mean, the people were so moved. It was good for you, but praise to the King who makes these changes in these women's lives. Very moving, and we're out of time. Believe it or not, we need to start thinking ahead
to Christmas,
toward holiday time. Yeah. So, folks, think about turkeys.
Yeah.
Think about turkeys. We need to stock up here. And if you have any questions about how you might be involved, if you want to give us a hand, first of all, pray. Give us a call at 264-4714. Somebody answers the phone. You'll be talking to a person. And we really are out of time. Thanks, Jerry.
No,
thank you for letting us do this. And our listening friend, we look forward to our next adventure here in this radio voice from Evangel Home. Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. The Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.